Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Modigliani Scandal by Ken Follett, read by Justin Avarth. Part 1. Priming the Canvas. One does not marry art. One ravishes it. Edgar Degas, Impressionist Painter. The baker scratched his black moustache with a floury finger, turning the hairs grey and unintentionally making himself look 10 years older. Around him, the shelves and counters were full of long loaves of fresh, crusty bread, and the familiar smell filled his nostrils and swelled his chest with a quietly satisfied pride. The bread was a new batch, the second that morning. Business was good because the weather was fine. He could always rely on a little sunshine to bring the housewives of Paris out into the streets to shop for his good bread. He looked out of the shop window, narrowing his eyes against the brightness outside. A pretty girl was crossing the street. The baker listened and heard the sound of his wife's voice out in the back arguing shrilly with an employee. The row would go on for several minutes. They always did. Satisfied that he was safe, the baker permitted himself to gaze at the girl lustfully. Her summer dress was thin and sleeveless, and the baker thought it looked rather expensive, although he was no expert in such things. The flared skirt swung gracefully at mid-thigh, emphasizing her slim, bare legs, promising, but never quite delivering, delightful glimpses of feminine underwear. She was too slender for his taste, he decided, as she came closer. Her breasts were very small. They did not even jiggle with her long, confident stride. 20 years of marriage to Jeanne-Marie had not made the baker tire of plump, pendulous breasts. The girl came into the shop, and the baker realized she was no beauty. Her face was long and thin, her mouth small and ungenerous, with slightly protruding upper teeth. Her hair was brown under a layer of sun-bleached blonde. She selected a loaf from the counter, testing its crust with her long hands and nodding in satisfaction. No beauty, but definitely desirable, the baker thought. Her complexion was red and white, and her skin looked soft and smooth, but it was her carriage that turned heads. It was confident, self-possessed. It told the world that this girl did precisely what she wanted to do and nothing else. The baker told himself to stop playing with words. She was sexy, and that was that. He flexed his shoulders to loosen the shirt which was sticking to his perspiring back. "Sure, eh?" he said. The girl took coins from her purse and paid for her bread. She smiled at his remark, and suddenly she was beautiful. "Le soleil, je l'aime," she said. She closed her purse and opened the shop door. "Merci," she flung over her shoulder as she left. There had been a trace of accent in her French, an English accent, the baker fancied. But perhaps he'd just imagined it to go with her complexion. He stared at her bottom as she crossed the street, mesmerized by the shift of the muscles under the cotton. She was probably returning to the flat of some young, hairy musician who would still be in bed after a night of debauchery. The shrill voice of Jeanne-Marie approached, shattering the baker's fantasy. He sighed heavily and threw the girl's coins into the till.